Hi, and welcome to Why Did You Make Me Watch That with me, Holly Frew.
Me, Ronan Warfield.
Hi, Ronan.
Hi, Holly.
How
How you
is your
doing?
week?
Another episode on the way.
It
My week was
is,
good. What
yeah.
episode number are we up to now?
We're actually, this is number 28.
We're racking up them numbers now, so.
Yeah. It was
Doing
kind
all
of
right.
like 10, and then I remember it was like 18. I was like, oh, this podcast is old enough to drink in Ireland.
Yeah, in
And
Ireland.
now it's 10. We're 10 more on that. So it's good.
This flying along. That's good. My week was good. It was full of just recovering from my nasty little cough that I had the last time. And
Yeah.
it
And your
lingered.
other
It hung around
diseases
for a
that you
while.
have as well.
And my other diseases, of course,
Yeah.
we won't discuss
Plentiful.
them. Yeah, crawling I am, crawling. Bleeding, crawling. No, just a cough, and that's more or less nearly all gone now. So, I'm happy that I can breathe through my nose again. It's good.
Good.
I'm not a mouth breather, which I don't enjoy being. Did that. Sounded like, no, it's not cool. It's not cool at all.
That sort of, it could sound like a cat purring there,
No,
but it was meant to
no.
be Ronan just breathing through his
Yeah.
mouth.
Being
Because all
incredibly
of
out
his
of breath for no
sinuses.
reason. Yeah. But yeah, other than that, all has been quiet. What about you? How's your week?
Well, I'm on my way to London tomorrow, so
Yes,
that's
you are.
exciting.
You're off
But
to
yeah.
an even more expensive city than Ireland or than Dublin.
I know, yeah.
One
Or
of the only
yeah,
ones
city
left.
than
Yeah.
Dublin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that should be good. Gonna take in all the sights that one can in a COVID environment and
What
being COVID
one
safe.
site would you be up for now in London? What's the one
I just guess like
box you want to tick?
I actually, as much as I love an Irish pub, I do actually quite like a ye olde English pub as well.
Oh, right. Where you're like
So that's kind
part a
of,
bit of please, mate.
oh
That
no, just not any of that nonsense of
give me a
bitter.
pint of that warm,
Can I have that
gooey,
warm, did
honey
kind of
coloured crap?
potentially pee? Like, let's all face
Potentially
it.
could be
It's
pee. It certainly has foam at the top like pee would, so yeah. I don't know what they'd be drinking over there, but it can't be satisfying or like refreshing in any way. It's fucking room temperature, for Christ's sake.
It's room temperature. I've never ever tried it. Have you?
I think I did try it years ago at a
Just
wedding in
for a
Newcastle,
try.
and I don't recall it being any way pleasant, so.
Yeah.
But they love it over there, and there's like so much of it. I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't get
Like, for me,
it.
beer has to be cold. I don't see the
Yeah.
point of it otherwise, you know?
Yeah. There's
Yeah,
really,
cool.
yeah, it's kind of it's a very strange one. So yeah, and then just kind of like bopping around the place. Yeah, no like real big sort of plans. So I think it's just better because like then you can just sort of decide what you want to do, because especially like the weather now, you just don't know if it's gonna be like lush and rain one day or it's gonna be,
Making
fine.
his
So
hair pretty
hopefully it's
much.
gonna be
Yeah.
dry anyway. I saw in the weather that it's like gonna be dry. So hopefully
Hopefully,
that's
hopefully.
the main thing. I don't care if it's cold because you can just wrap up, but
Exactly. Yeah. As long as it's dry, you can go anywhere.
the rain literally dampens
The
the mood or the road you're trying to walk on. I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say.
Can't help you there, I'm sorry.
No, I know. I'm just going on off, just going into my own little world of tangent.
So
A
what happens when we're
tangent.
tired? We are recording this quite late, so
Yeah.
any
Actually,
lapses
this
in
is
concentration on our part is purely down to tiredness.
it's
Yeah.
actually mad. It's probably the latest this is probably the latest we've recorded, I think.
I think so, yeah.
we usually get these wrapped up well before 9 p.m. / 10 p.m. maybe. And now we're going into bloody...
Now we're going into the witching hour.
The really. Morning time.
Yeah. We just love a late night recording session.
We just do. It's a great time. It's a great time.
So if either one of us fall asleep, we'll just do the wake up.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Just like, or just shout really loudly into the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! Sorry.
That's okay.
Someone's like listening to this now with like volume up going, what the fuck?
What the hell is this? Somebody running with their earphones in. Ah!
Yeah. Put it down. But yeah, so I think, shall we kick it off? I went first last week.
Yeah, I'll go first this time.
Yeah.
My choices were...
I meant to actually just say, just before you start, I noticed Sky has their Sky Christmas section in the movies out now.
Oh, have they really?
You know the way they do their little kind of...
Yeah, yeah, they have like Sky Christmas
the
movies.
Section or the pro or the channel devoted to the Christmas movies. But yeah, so
nice.
They're...
Nice.
They have that on now.
I'll give it a browse. I don't want to ruin it now because it's a bit too early for Christmas films. If I start watching them
now, I was thinking about that too.
So
yeah.
I'm gonna leave the good ones to last. You know, your Scrooged, your Elf, your Santa Claus the movie. They're all going down last 2 weeks in December.
Like, December, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
So yeah.
Do you have your choices? I have your choices.
Give me my choices there. Go on for the crack.
They were the series Great News or the movie War Dogs?
Yes. I went for the series Great News.
Oh, I was totally expecting you to go for War Dogs.
No, I looked at it and I was like, yeah, maybe in another night. But I think tonight I felt like just a little bit of a laugh.
Yeah.
For this one. So, I went for Great News. This is a comedy series from... Well, it's created by Tracy Wigfield, but it's really a Tina Fey thing. She's on board as EP, and she has a minor starring role in it as well. So this is on Netflix. It came out on NBC, in fact, in 2017, which I completely missed out on at the time. excuse me.
I didn't.
So yeah, it came and went. Did you not? You got it first time around, did you?
I got a first time round, but I think I remember it coming on Netflix, and then it took me a while to watch it, but I remember watching it and then realizing there was a second series. So I was like, so I definitely watched the first series before the second series came out, if you know what I mean.
Fair enough. But anyway, so it's set in a very fictional newsroom in New York. We have our main character, who is Katie. So she has been working at this newsroom for quite some time, but is basically just being lumbered with fluff pieces and trash news segments and stuff. And she's desperately keen to prove herself as a serious segment producer. In the news program that they all work on, which is called The Breakdown. So you've got the main character, Katie, who's played by Briga Helan. You've got a host of other characters as well. You've got her mother, Carol. Then you've got Greg, who's an EP of the show The Breakdown. Nicole Richie plays one of the co-anchors. I'm trying to see who's the main anchor fella.
Oh yeah,
John Michael Higgins. Yeah, who you wouldn't know by name, but you definitely know by face. He's been in 101 comedy films,
and he does the 123.ie insurance ads. Yeah,
so that's him, the American guy. So yeah, he's the main anchor of the show, and he's a well-respected network anchor essentially. So he has a lot of clout.
A lot of comedy heroes in that. And Nicole Richie is actually pretty funny too.
Nicole Richie, I had no idea she could even act. And she can. And she's quite funny. So she plays that part well. Essentially, it's like if Nicole Richie, as a character who we have all seen in that trash reality show that she did, if she was a anchor of a news program, this is exactly how it would play out. So she's kind of playing a more humorous version of herself, essentially.
Yes.
As a news anchor. But she does it quite well, so I was quite impressed with that. Then we have, in the first couple of episodes, we see that the main anchor, John Michael Higgins, burns through interns and assistants on a regular basis due to very little reason, just likes firing people because he seems to have a thing against young people and is sick of old people being sort of downgraded and downviewed in his eyes. So this leads way to her mother, Carol, who she's very close to, talks for hours on the phone every day with her. But Carol's very much an imposing mother, kind of like, for example, trying to get her to move back into the family home, even though she's living in New York with this job. So she's kind of like, excuse me, trying to basically smother her daughter to death, as it were.
Yes.
So, and then Carol gets a job as an intern in the newsroom through the bells and whistles of the first episode, and ends up sort of striking up a camaraderie with the main anchor fella because he responds to her because she's old and speaks sense as far as he's concerned, and is the only one who's telling the truth in the room. Like, so, excuse me, sorry, I'm very dry throat today.
That's
okay.
A sip of water. Yeah. It's got that kind of like, it's got a real kind of cringe quality to the comedy with the mother being there, just, you know, because I mean, your work environment is kind of one of those places where you're like, you know, you're your own person and you can just sort of I guess she kind of seems like sort of the character that wants to kind of reinvent herself a little bit and maybe remove herself a bit from her family life and trying to be this kind of, you know, person of like who people respect. And when then she has her mom on her back, kind of, it's just
funny. She's you obviously the mother has been sort of an imposing stage mom type for her whole life, and this is basically just the next step in that as far as she's concerned, where the mother actually starts working alongside her and of course just embarrassing her every chance she gets, inadvertently so, of course. But she's like, oh, this is the guy you said smells, oh, this is nice, like introducing herself to everyone who the daughter has basically just bitched about to her, and then like, you know, recalling all the bitchy things she said to their faces and stuff. So all very embarrassing, but that's your basic premise essentially, and it goes on like that. Second episode deals with a bear escape in Central Park, and it's all very sitcom-y and stuff, but it's good. It's kind of like a single camera sitcom, so there's no, like, you know, laugh trackering that shit. But it's good. It very much has the look of 30 Rock, which is where you can see Tina Fey's fingerprints all over it, essentially. Or to a lesser extent, maybe the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt has that kind of vein of humor as well.
Yeah.
Also, again, Tina Fey. So it has a look and it has a style and it has a way it's shot and edited. It's very similar to those other productions. It wouldn't be as funny as them, though. It's definitely not as sharp as, say, your 30 Rocks or your Kimmy Schmidt's. I didn't hate it. I'll give it a few more episodes, see how it goes.
I'm
hoping it gets funnier.
Yeah.
Does it get funnier?
It's definitely one of those ones, though, as well, that, you know, you can kind of, it's 25 minutes long. You can just dip in, have something lighthearted, and then, you know, dip out of it. And yet, like, the characters definitely do progress, you know. So it's not like you're just watching the same kind of spiel again and again. It's
yeah, yeah.
It does get better. I hope. Are they making a third?
No, it doesn't look like it. So we've got two seasons on Netflix. Season one, 10 episodes. Season two, 13 episodes. But that was January 2018. So I wouldn't say they're going back to it anytime soon.
I heard something that lead actress as well. Riga Heelan? Was like, pardon?
Is it Briga Heelan? Is the actress you're talking
about? Yeah. But she, was she meant to be someone? I think she could have, like, it's something mad. I feel like she was meant to be someone in The Office, or she could have been some, I think she auditioned to be some character, or she was about to play some character, and then this other person, and it was a real iconic character, and I just can't think of the character now. So that's great, isn't it?
Oh.
That's a great, bit of information. Yeah. Just like,
she was supposed to play someone, and I don't know who that someone was.
I can't remember who it was.
Thank you. I'm here all week.
Here all week.
All week. Well, apart from tomorrow and Sunday. But you're not here all week.
No, I'm just here now.
But yeah, no, there's no weak link in this. It's all fairly entertaining. Like I said, could be a tiny bit sharper with the humor.
Mm.
But again, that's probably an unfair characterization, because 30 Rock is, you know, one of the also top five as well, comedies when of you, all time sort of thing. So
it's just the whole thing as well of, like, you know, episode one, series one. It's just like you're just developing the, like, characters. Yeah, yeah. And
episode two was good as well. It wasn't better. It was just good. Like I said, I was hoping it would get better as you got to know the characters more, like, which I'm hoping it still will.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
At what point does Tina Fey doesn't get into it till season two? Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm just reading here. All right, fair enough. No, that's fine. Oh, well, then I'll watch it till then, like, so.
Yeah, yeah. Least. And, like, you know, they're not, like, mad long series. And it's just kind of, it's very easy watching, I think. And definitely something if you're, like, you know, if you want to have something lighthearted and not kind of something fucking, if you want to give, like, horrors or thrillers or murder podcasts, Bit of a rest.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely an easy watch. An easy watch. And which is precisely why I did watch it, because I wasn't in the mood for it heavy, like, so.
Yeah. No, that's good. I'm glad that you actually like that, because I wasn't too sure. I just kind of put that in as an option, but I sort of figured you might go for the other one, but that's good. I'm pleased.
Yeah. No, I would have got. I probably will in the future, but I actually don't like Miles Teller. I find him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
The few films I've seen him in, yeah, I didn't warm to him, I have to say. That stupid drum thing, didn't like that at all.
Oh, what's it called? Feckin'
Whiplash.
Whiplash. Yeah.
It's like being screamed at and beating up drums. Nah, that was a stupid film.
That did very well with the Oscars, didn't it?
It did.
I think it definitely got...
Oddly enough, I think I'm out of touch with what the Oscars are appealing to these days, because the last few Oscar winners now have been like, that was crap. That was
also bad. So, I know. I feel like that sometimes with some things that are even nominated. I'm like, really? I'm like...
That? Yeah, yeah.
How did that get up there? And the thousands of films that are made every year. But yeah, there you go.
But there you go. Yeah, I'm glad you made me watch it, is the final answer. So yeah.
Real.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so my choices were Finch or Red Notice.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with Red Notice.
Right.
And, but I still kind of, it was a very hard decision. I was like, I want to see Finch as well. So Finch is with
looks good.
Tom Hanks. But it was just one of those things where it was just physically handier for me to watch on Netflix, even though I did have your Apple login. and I would be using, I would be, oh, you're.
No, I got it. Yep. Which I will be changing. Yeah. Because.
Why?
I don't want no freeloaders. You know?
I freeload off all of Ronan's.
You really do. You have my Netflix, my Disney Plus, and my Apple Plus.
And your Prime.
Oh my God, I forgot you had the Prime as well. You could be ordering shit in my Amazon account. No, I wouldn't know.
You literally would not have, like, how often do you check your Amazon Prime?
I never check it. You could have been fleecing me.
Oh my God, I could have been. Well, you would have noticed if there was, I'm sure, like,
got the email
euros. Then. Yeah, you would have, definitely. Wouldn't you? Just even like a confirmation email.
I didn't order a foot massager.
Neck massager. Like, what? Okay, so yeah, I ended up watching Red Notice. And yeah, so as the name kind of portrays, it's a kind of it's an Interpol term to alert the capture of the world's most wanted. So in a nutshell, it stars Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot, and then there's sort of other casts in it as well, but they're the three leads.
Yeah.
So Dwayne Johnson, so The Rock is basically a guy called John Hartley, and he is a, what is he?
He's an, kind he's of an investigator. FBI profiler.
As yeah. well.
He's like an FBI profiler.
Yes, profiler. I couldn't think of the word. Yeah. And then Ryan Reynolds plays this guy called Booth, and he's an art thief. And then Gal Gadot plays the bishop, and she the bishop is a character that kind of slowly becomes unveiled, but it's a just kind of a character that wants, is kind of like the orchestrator person of these certain art crimes. So basically what happens at the very beginning, we meet The Rock, and he's kind of they're in Rome, and they're basically like, he's approached a museum, and he's like, this guy Booth, he's going to basically launch an attack and steal Cleopatra's egg, which is like one of these kind of precious gem pieces of art. And people from all over were trying to go and see it. And so he identifies, they're all looking at him kind of two heads kind of going like, the egg is there in the room, what are you talking about? And then he's like, that's actually not really the egg. And so, and then we see Ryan Reynolds in the kind of audience looking at the egg, and The Rock kind of spots him and kind of goes, that's him, that's Booth, he's running away from the scene of the crime. And then we have a kind of a big chase scene. And so basically Booth gets away, but then The Rock hunts him down, arrests him. And then so Booth goes off to jail. And but then actually during that process of Booth getting arrested red-handed with the egg, with the real egg, there's a kind of a double bluff situation that happens, mm-hmm. where we see Gal Gadot taking the real egg that that Booth has stolen and swapping it out herself with a fake egg. So there's kind of two robberies of the egg that happens. And she, Godot basically stitches up the rock then. So the rock is meant, like, he is the you know, police profiler. Mm. And now he looks like he's actually had a hand in doing this switcheroo. And so basically the rock and then Ryan Reynolds end up in jail together. And they're kind of like, well, we might as well sort of try and work together here and take down this fucking bitch who...
They say it a lot more eloquently than that. I should mention.
Listen, people aren't here for an elegant movie review, Ronan. This is the grim life of art.
This is the reality, people.
This is the reality of art.
Drink it in.
Thievery. Yeah. That's good. It just makes me so riled up. But yeah, so God, I really can't speak very well at all tonight. So
it's late. It's very late.
Yeah. And to be honest, I don't really want to go too... Thanks. Thanks for clapping, waking me up. I've trailed off there. Was I speaking?
Yeah.
So I don't want to go too much then into the rest of the story, because it kind of kicks off from there and it's a big kind of cat and mouse chase of, you know, they're trying to get back at Godot and they're like the rivals, rival criminals. And then, you know, The Rock is also the profiler. So he's trying to be the good guy and all the rest of it. So it's a big kind of, it's literally just out on Netflix now. It's definitely worth a watch. It's kind of, it's a bit of fun, and it's actually, I kind of love
fluffy blockbuster type. Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's not a great movie. It's sort of a bit clunky with the direction and everything. Like, there's one scene where The Rock is like he's at a bar and he's got his plane tickets, and like the line is like, oh, so where are you going? And then the shot of like the tickets and then up to The Rock. I'm heading on my flight now, home. And it was just like, oh God, really? We didn't fucking get that by looking at your airline tickets.
A lot of it is movie
airline
numbers.
Tickets anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It should be a phone with his QR code. But yeah. A lot of it is movies by numbers for sure. Like, it's definitely, they've not like taken any risks or anything. It's
like, there's a few good little stunts in it though. And
there's a few good little stunts, and it's definitely gone for the whole, like, you know, international locations and jet setting and all that.
Yeah.
Shit.
There's a lot of nice spots. And then obviously Ryan Reynolds is great for a bit of just comedic.
He's Ryan Reynolds.
Punchline.
Yeah. Again, he's playing Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, it is
so
Ryan
it's just
Reynolds.
Like, it's just wall-to-wall wisecracks and stuff. So
And like, it's so funny though, because there's a few kind of scenes where like The Rock is chasing Ryan Reynolds, and like it's one of those things, it makes you think, like, it's just, he looks so ridiculous when he runs. Like, The Rock is like obviously massive and he's so like muscular or whatever, because he's like a former wrestler. But like,
no, he looks ridiculous when he does run, because you just expect the camera to be shaking every time he steps on the ground, like, you know.
Yeah,
because he's so imposing. Like,
there's and it just kind of makes you think, like, it's so ridiculous the fact that he's like this massive, because he's such a mad fitness platform now, because there's the whole thing of like him bringing his iron gym around with him everywhere he films and stuff. So he actually has
he
a
just
plane.
Brings up gym. All right.
He is a plane that brings his gym physically from place to place wherever he goes and films. So,
it's not surprising. Yeah,
but it's just kind of ridiculous, because like he's so well built and like has this, like, you know, big physique, and then they're there has to be a stunt man though that looks like him to do all the stunts.
To do all the heavy stuff, like,
because they wouldn't allow him to do any stunts because he's like the name.
I think he put up a Twitter photograph of him in the stunt double, and the guy does look like him.
So you're just kind of like,
him, like, you know, so they're just doing him, like, yeah,
yeah.
So,
but yeah, I was thinking about that when I was watching it. I was like, there's literally a stunt guy looking like him then rolling around the place. But yeah, bit of fun. It's out on Netflix, but it's also on, it's actually in the cinema as well.
It got a small release in the cinema, yeah.
Yeah, because I was like Googling it there and it was like, came up with all the cinema times. And I was like, what? Yeah. So, yeah, I actually...
I think that was a condition of the production. When Netflix bought it up, they were like, you have to give it a limited cinema release as well. Like,
fair enough, yeah. Just to try and get people actually into the cinemas again.
I'll just try and get the money in. Because it is Netflix's most expensive movie to date. 200 million budget.
Is it?
Which is mad money. No, 60 of that went to the cast. They each got 20 million each for... So that was a nice payday for them.
Wow.
Just to turn up and act as themselves, like.
Yeah, because even, I mean, with it's the same with your one.
Like, Agadol.
Yeah, she's like not particular, like it's all just sort of like she's the girl one. Yeah. Like there's no real sort of, I don't know. There's not a lot of like character and backstory, and like there's some backstory, but there's not a lot of like.
It's very fluffy.
Character arcs.
It's an entertaining watch now.
Yes, it is though. I think anything to do with like art theft, it just kind of, I think it's just a really interesting subject.
Yeah, it kind of like, you know, gives off, you know, kind of Indiana Jonesy vibes.
And yeah.
Yeah, yeah. With all the locations and stuff, it's just one of those kind of. You know, those old Hollywood swashbucklers, you know, minus the parts, of course. But
I'm just looking as well. The director is called Rawson Marshall Thurber.
Mm. Yeah. Say that quickly 5 times.
Mm. That's his real name. So just that's all. That's the point.
He's got quite the filmography. He directed Dodgeball, We're the Millers. But he also directed Skyscraper with The Rock as well.
Yes, which I kind of... yeah, Dodgeball must have been... he was the writer and director of Dodgeball. I thought Dodgeball was a Ben Stiller. I thought Ben Stiller wrote that.
No, he was just in it as, you know, as crazy Ben Stiller character type.
Yes.
So, yeah. Red Notice, what's the final verdict? You were happy to recommend, yes?
Yes. I'm going to go happy because it's just, it is what it is. It's a bit of crack and like, it's not going to, it's just going to be a bit of light entertainment for your evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you've got nothing to watch at the weekend, you could watch it.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah. I think, I think most people will like this. So,
very good.
Yeah, that's it. I'm glad you made me watch it.
Yeah, good. I survived the beating that I get for another week when I recommend a bad film.
Fuck you, Ronan. Can't believe you made me watch that. I gotta
beat you so bad.
Cannot believe it.
Now that I mentioned that you beat me every week, that you don't like the film, that's going to be even worse now next time, isn't it? Mm.
Yes. Soz, pal.
Okay. It's okay.
I have your choices here.
Cool.
Do you have my choices?
I sure do.
So for you, I have, it's another series, but it's Stath Let's Flats. I think I gave it to you before.
You did, but I didn't watch it.
No.
That's the, it's on all four.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Or Last Christmas on Netflix. It's a Christmassy film, but it's actually one of those, it's sort of more set at Christmas, but not particularly overtly Christmas.
Okay. Okay.
She is an elf. She does
this
work.
This is her, Daenerys. What's her face? Yes. Yeah. Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
But it's actually got a nice little, like, it's got a good story. It's better than, it's definitely better than, it's got more story actually than The Holiday.
Right. Okay. Well, then I might see how that works out. So
definitely a better story, I think, than Love Actually. Come at me. I don't care. At me. Whatever. Love Actually is a terrible film.
Love Actually has not aged well.
But it's also it was terrible from the fucking beginning.
No, at the beginning, you kind of overlooked the crapness because the nice stars. Christmassy bits and all the stars and all the rest of it. But like when you dissect it, you're like, oh my God, these people are horrible. They're horrible.
Out of all of the Richard Curtis movies, it's like the worst one.
Yeah,
by far.
There's the few ridiculous storylines like keep you laughing, but they also distract you from the really morally distressing storylines, like the guy fancying his best friend's wife and
and going around to their gaff at Christmas, like fuck
the
off.
Fucking cue cards, that's pure creepy. And that would and get him an ass kicking in real life, like a proper ass kicking in real life. So
they would not be friends.
They would not be friends, no. She'd be like, your friend is down here with fucking cue cards. You need to come down here and kick his ass.
Yeah.
That's the reality of what would happen. But and that kid running through the airport straight after 9/11, that kid's been shot 10 times before he gets to that girl.
Yeah.
He's a goner. So, yeah.
Also, was there consent there? Did he,
This is it. This is why it hasn't aged well. The guy who goes to America to get laid. And then finds that weird sex cult, whatever the hell's going on there in that pub.
Yeah.
It's just super weird. And that's the weirdest of all of them. But
and then basically Emma Thompson getting cheated on.
That's the emotional cornerstone of the film. Everyone goes, oh my God, she's such a good actress. That's a great storyline of that bit. And we're like, that is a good bit, but that doesn't make up for the fact that it's surrounded by really icky storylines, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's like a really depressing thing, you know? It's just like sad all around.
Yeah.
So not really a good romantic Christmas comedy.
No. We've definitely grown cold to that one already. But anyway, I'll give Last Christmas a whirl, I think. Or Statless Flats. I'll see how that pans out.
Yeah, see how you go.
Your choices are, now you're back in the sci-fi wagon.
Oh God.
I gave you some time off from the sci-fi and now you're back on it. Sorry. So your choices are both on Netflix and they're called, one is called Cloud Atlas.
And is that the one with Will Smith's son?
No.
Okay.
This is the one where it's got 101 actors you'd recognize in it, but it's got Tom Hanks and Halle Berry and a load of other people. So that's on Netflix. And then you have Children of Men, also on Netflix.
Okay, cool.
So.
Brill. Okay, yeah. Nice one. Well, sure. Yeah. That's it all. That's all we have, folks.
Yeah.
That's all we have to give you this week.
Tune in next week when we'll no doubt ruin more classic Christmas films for the general public by overthinking them with our woke views.
Well, I mean, it's a fair enough point. I think everyone should just take that into account. That
I think so.
Love Actually is the worst Christmas movie ever made.
It's true.
Like there's made for TV movies that are on Netflix.
Them Hallmark Christmas movies.
Christmas
some of them
movies.
Are, yeah.
And I love them in comparison to Love Actually. Like, there's
I was going to say, do you remember the one that we used to show on TV3 when we worked there? It was the one with A.B. Humorman and the Leprechauns. Do you remember that one?
Oh, it rings a bell.
It's a Hallmark film, produced Hallmark film, but it was like shot mostly in Ireland. It looks like.
Was Amy Huberman like about 20 years old in it? Or
she looks quite young in it, but like it's about some American guy who comes to Ireland and there's actual leprechauns and it's set at Christmas and he ends up striking a romance with Amy Huberman and it's just awful. It's just eye-watering me badly. Like. And I'm sure Amy Huberman is trying to have all copies of it destroyed. Like,
so. She's subpoenaed the record, the like off air of of Virgin Media, and just been like, "Can you never?"
It's in the archives now. They can't do it. So and because like they have a thing where they show every film 4 or 5 times, they lose the. It'll probably go out like 4 or 5 times over this Christmas. So watch out for it. It's gonna be there.
Stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Great.
But yeah. So yeah. Even that is better than Love Actually. This was my point of bringing that up.
Fair. Yeah.
Yeah. I think fair.
Cool. Okay. Well, if you feel any differently, you can always give us an email at whydidyoupodcast@gmail.com or on Insta at whydidyoupodcast. So yeah, keep us informed. And have a great week, everybody.
Yeah, enjoy. Well, for you, enjoy London.
Thanks.
And you can tell us all about it when you get back.
Yes, I will. Okay.
Yes. All right. Have a good week, everyone. Bye.